Chapter 2, Section 2. Heliocentrism versus Geocentrism, a Case Study. The difficulty with applying the scientific method to this type of astronomical experiment is that one cannot experiment on this big of a system. Scientific method, spelled S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I-C space M-E-T-H-O-D. There is no control group for astronomy. However, we can still use the structure of the method to show how, over several centuries and several countries in Europe, heliocentrism became the norm. The first part of the method is an hypothesis. Hypothesis, the first modern statement of the theory. A Pole with a Latin pen name, Nicholas Copernicus, 1473 through 1543, determined that the best way to explain all the odd astronomical data was to switch the positions of the Sun and the Earth from the geocentric model. Poland was, and still is, a predominantly Catholic country in Eastern Europe. So, for much of his life, Copernicus kept this theory to himself. Copernicus did not want to question the church and be subject to persecution or worse from Poland's secular leadership, especially as the Reformation spread throughout Europe. Copernicus was not the first to profess of the heliocentric theory. Some ancient and even medieval writers wrote about this possibility. However, most labeled it as nonsense after weighing it with the common sense, beauty, and the sense of self-worth attained from geocentrism.